Talk Radio. From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, it says a lot about the establishment that they would concoct fairy tales about Jesse Ventura, like we've discussed, and it does signify that they'd put golden handcuffs on him with an MSNBC contract on the eve of the Gulf War, and then after it happened, tell him, oh, yeah, we did this on purpose, ha, ha, ha. I mean, they're making tens of millions per cruise missile, so why should they care about giving Ventura a contract and then contractually not letting him have free speech during a war? Now they're just having some guy who's launching a new mercenary organization. Tyrell Ventura, son of Jesse Ventura, we talked privately about responses to this, because your dad's not somebody to lay down, especially to this great defamation. You're like, yeah, let's not get into it until it happens. But your dad coming up, you know, does say there's going to be action taken. The ball is already rolling. I hope this Ty guy goes ahead and goes public and admits whoever basically hired him to do this.
It would be nice if he did that. I mean, I doubt he will, because he's, you know, using the story to make money in his own pocket in his book, and you know, controversy always sells. I wish that he would. I wish that he'd have the courage and the respect for his service and my father's service and all servicemen to not spread lies about each other and to defame each other. If anything, you guys are supposed to be brothers. You know, it's a brotherhood, and you should be looking out for each other, not spewing lies and hate about each other.
Well, they're trying to create a political meme, Ty, obviously this Chris Kyle guy is, against your father, but I'm glad he's striking back, and it's not going to work. We've got 3 or 4 minutes left here in this short segment. Tell us about the upcoming season of Conspiracy Theory coming up.
It's looking great. You know, we're putting the episodes together right now. We're finally done physically shooting most of them, and now we're in the edit phase, putting them all together, and they're looking great. You know, I think we're gonna have a pretty great, entertaining season. Another season, it's brand new. You know, I'm now on the show, investigating on camera along with Sean Stone, Oliver Stone's son, who's a brilliant, brilliant guy. You know, went to Princeton and really is tied in and aware of what the globalist agenda is, along with some other really interesting stuff. You know, he definitely gets a little bit more into a spiritual realm, and it's kind of open to all sorts of different conspiracies.
Yeah, this third series, you guys get into things that normally TV gets into in the first series, but you guys get into it from a real perspective. I'm amazed by the knowledge that Sean Stone has. It's been great being able to hang out with you guys. You know, looking at this, though, you know, that's one point. Your dad's against the war. He exposes the TSA, the NDAA, but he's also been out there doing all these other things that upset the system.
Of course. You know, anytime you have someone out there getting people to look at news or look at events in a different way than what they're being spoon-fed, that's always dangerous. Anyone who's a truth-teller in today's world, and puts his ass on the line to try to bring people the truth, is always directly at the crosshairs for the people that don't want you listeners out there to have all the knowledge and all the facts about
it. Well, the public doesn't know one-tenth, Ty, as you've broken down, what happened behind the scenes with that FEMA camp special that only aired once and got censored with threats from Homeland Security. I mean, look, your dad and you and others have definitely gotten their attention.
Oh, of course we have. And you know, through the books and through the show and everything else, you know, we bring a little fear back on them. You know, all they want us to be is to be fearful and to be slaves. You know, work for nothing, be in debt, owe us all your money, and be scared of your neighbors, be scared of everything around you. And, you know, people like my father and myself and yourself and definitely Sean, you know, we're trying to get everyone to now no longer be afraid to ask the hard questions, to, you know, fight back against this system of tyranny and the system of slavery.
I couldn't say it better, my friend. Great job, Ty. And hopefully this week, as this develops, we'll be able to talk to you again. Hopefully Fox News will retract. Your dad's going to call for that coming up in the interview.
I would so doubt that Fox News would ever detract, but retract.
Well, they better. Well, listen, great job. We'll talk to you soon, my friend. Jesse Ventura coming up.
when you're out on the road.
Hey guys, are weaker testosterone levels taking you out of the game? Are you gaining fat, feeling tired, losing desire in the bedroom? Get back in the game. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. Just take Ageless Male every day and boost your testosterone by 61%. When your levels are healthy, you can feel energy again, a great outlook again, and yes, a healthy sex drive. The results are life-changing. Beware of cheap knockoffs. Ageless Male is an exclusive formula and the only one proven in research to boost testosterone 61%. Try Ageless Male, risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Governor Jesse Ventura, we've seen a big national news story claiming that this Navy SEAL, who just had a book come out this week, at a bar knocked you down and then ran away because you were saying you were glad that Navy SEALs were dead. I mean, it sounds like something out of the Twilight Zone.
Well, Alex, anyone that's ever heard me talk knows that that's not true at all. I have no idea why this person is saying it or for what purpose it's to serve. But, you know, if he stated that he struck me, knocked me down, and then fled, I want people to understand clearly he's confessing then to the crime of assault. And it's assault on a former governor, an elected official, a former elected official twice. I want to clear his name because he's confessing to assaulting me and it didn't happen. I can unequivocally tell you that I've never been punched in Coronado, California since I've been out of the Navy. I got out of the Navy in active duty in 1973, and I've never been struck by anyone. I've been out there multiple times for reunions that are the third weekend in August every year, and this may have been the graduation, what he's talking about in 06 of Class 258, because it's traditional that when 100 years, I was class 58. When 158 graduated back, I believe, in the 80s, I went to that graduation because that's a tradition. And then when 258 graduated in 2006, I believe it was, I went to that. But and McPhee's Bar is owned by Doc McPartland, who was my SEAL cadre instructor. When I just came out of training, he instructed me in SEAL SBI, SEAL Basic Indoctrination, and he owns that establishment, and I would never ever misbehave in the Doc's establishment. I have too much respect for him, and if people truly want to clear this up, call him. Call McPease, because if a former governor within the SEAL community had been knocked down and hit and assaulted, it would have traveled through the SEAL community like wildfire. And for this to now say it happened 5.5 or 6 years after it happened, that's absurd. But I want to state that even though this person is confessing to committing a crime against me of assault, I want to state unequivocally he is not guilty of that crime because he never hit me. I don't even know who he is. If I've met him or not, I don't know it. His name, I don't even know it right now as I talk to you. I just know that he made accusations that he hit me back in 06, I guess, and that he fled the bar. If that was true, Alex, maybe I should go up since he's confessing to a crime. Maybe I should go up and file the charges. And if he did do this, and said police were coming or whatever it was he stated, wouldn't there be a police report? I can assure you there isn't one, and I can assure you this event did not happen. Nobody has ever hit me. when I've been up there. Since I've been off active duty, let me categorize that. I got off active duty in 73. Nobody there have I ever been in any trouble or did anything but reunions and graduations or whatever it might have been, or retirement. And the thing is, you're never at McPee's alone. You're there with your teammates and your classmates, and you're all celebrating. When you go to McPee's, there'll be at least five or six guys with you. Well, I would sure like to hear of a witness that saw of this event, because it never happened. It's plain and that simple. And what does concern me is that this is two times now within about a two-week period where the mainstream media has ran with something that was completely untrue. As you know, they stated that I was tailgating a car a couple weeks ago out in the San Fernando Valley on the way to the airport, and that was solely not true because I haven't been to California for 6 months, and I haven't flown in an airplane for 15 months, and you can attest to that because you were with me the last time I flew in a commercial airliner, and that was well over a year ago. So it's two times now that bogus, serious, false stories have been perpetuated out there by the mainstream media against me. And I guess, Alex, I can only say maybe because I'm rattling my sword about the elections, maybe because I support Ron Paul, who's not popular, or they say he's fringe because he stands for peace, maybe because I support peace and not war in this country now, that makes you a target for the people that do support war. I don't know. I'm only speculating there, but I'll let you have it, Alex, and you can speak, but I just want to tell you unequivocally, this event did not happen. And I can't speak to anything else that this person would say because I don't know him. To my knowledge, I've never, ever even met him. Maybe I have, I don't know, but you know, you meet a lot of the younger guys, but you don't recall who they are. But never have I ever been hit or treated disrespectfully in the Navy UDT SEAL community at McPee's Bar or any official UDT SEAL function in any way. In fact, I'm treated with honor and dignity at all times. So I don't know where this story or why this young gentleman wants to plead that he committed a crime against me, but I can unequivocally plead for his innocence because the event never happened.
Governor, so Governor Jesse Ventura joins us from Mexico down on the Baja via audio Skype. So there's a bit of the delay when I talked to him. Tyrell was just able to get a hold of him yesterday. This strangely enough happened right as Jesse drove his RV into Mexico and was out of phone reach for 3 days driving to the Baja. He drove, because he refuses to fly, all the way from Minnesota to Baja, and he just learned from his son that on Bill O'Reilly's Fox, on at least 10 other Fox shows, syndicated radio, newspapers, they are all reporting as if it's absolute fact. Here's a Fox News headline: Navy SEAL sniper punched out Jesse Ventura. But, sir, his name is Chris Kyle. He has a book coming out. He's starting a big mercenary firm to train domestic law enforcement to, quote, deal with the domestic insurgents. So it gets into the whole NDAA. They're kind of setting him up as this big hero and you the villain. But this is not the main issue. So you're categorically denying, saying call the owner of the bar, who was, you know, one of your main trainees when you were in SEALs decades ago. Obviously, this would have been out in the news beforehand, but that's not the big issue. And I'm sad to have to raise this to you, but I know in your Facebook comment, also posted at InfoWars.com, he responded. He has gone on all these shows and said it's terrible. There's the family with the wake. He's talking bad about this Congressional Medal of Honor winner. And I say, please stop. And Jesse says, they deserve to die. You deserve to die. I mean, clearly the most horrible thing you could say, designed to destroy your character. If this isn't defamation, I don't know what is. It's one thing to say, I'm a tough guy. I, you know, knocked Jesse Ventura down and then ran away, which makes no sense. And then to defame the SEALs and say they teach us to punch you once and run away. I've been contacted by SEALs and others saying that's pure bull. But the fact, Governor, that he would say that you were celebrating in front of a family the death of their son, I mean, this is incredible, Governor. What do you say to that?
Well, I say that, you know, That's, you know, I have never supported the Iraq war. And let me say this clearly. Wars are not caused by the soldiers, the sailors, and the airmen. Wars are caused by politicians. Politicians take us to war. And I have been critical, so critical, of the politicians that took us to the Iraq war. And I have every right to do so. But I can tell you, Alex Jones, I have all the sympathy in the world for the soldiers, having been one. And anyone that questions my patriotism, that I would behave this manner, that's a direct insult to me, my family. It's a direct insult to my mother and father. My father had 6 bronze battle stars in World War II. My mother was a World War II veteran, a nurse in North Africa. My brother is a Vietnam veteran, served in Da Nang, and myself, a veteran. My entire family are veterans. We were all enlisted men. We were at the bottom rung of who joins and goes and has
to fight. All right, folks. We're going to come back with this interview I taped earlier today.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, the federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's AffinityHealthProducts.com. or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, let's get back into more of this interview I taped earlier today that we're premiering. A former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura setting the record straight, and he calls for Fox News to retract and others, and basically lets them know that he's going to be coming after them for what they've done. And you can also hear later, I bring up Jesse, his wife in the background is a really nice lady. I've never heard her in an interview, you know, talking. She's obviously upset by this as well. But this is the anatomy of a psyop, of a hit piece against real Americans. Here's the rest of it.
Veteran. My entire family are veterans. We were all enlisted men. We were at the bottom rung of who joins and goes and has to fight and go to war. So for someone to state that I would take joy and pleasure, and especially one of my SEAL teammates would die, that I would enjoy that, is despicable. It's wrong. And this never happened. And I can't know what the motives are for this. I can only assume that obviously the war machine or the people that support war do not like to hear people talk who don't support war. But I have never, ever wished death upon any military serviceman. Alex, that's the most ridiculous thing. We've known each other. Go back and look at everything I've ever said in public that is recorded.
You always say the same thing. You always say, I mean, I've been in airports where you shake the troops' hands, thank them for their service, get a tear in your eye and say, be safe. You've always said you're against the wars, feeding these good men and women in there. When I called you when the Navy SEALs helicopter, the ones that knew about the Bin Laden raid, and it blew up, you got upset on the phone. And this is clearly designed. He says it with real pleasure in his eyes. To make the military and the Navy SEAL community turn against you. It's the worst thing, the worst story that you could ever make up, and it is vicious. And I have to think it's more than to just sell this book. When you find out he's going after government contracts internationally with the military and domestic police agencies with his craft group, it is super creepy. Governor, to Fox News, who's the main, I mean, they're acting like this is the number one story in the country. They are, I mean, for 4 days, every other show, this guy's on there. They're reporting it as it's a fact. They're clearly going after you. Obviously, do you want to call for a retraction? Because they don't put a Navy SEAL claims he punched out Ventura. They state it like they got video of it. They never try to call the bar owner. They never call for witnesses. They just put him on TV like it's true, and this is unbelievable.
Well, certainly I would like a retraction, and I'm going to defend myself, Alex. I'm not going to say over the show what I'm doing right now, but I'm not taking this lying down. This is extremely serious. It's heartbreaking, truly, to me, that someone would accuse me. Because like I said, it's like accusing my family. My mother and father taught me, and they taught me well. And you know, everyone in my family's a veteran. And anyone who knows me, the guys that served with me, why don't they talk to some of them and ask them how I was? Talk to my master chief, Terry Mother Moy. You know, and ask him, would I say anything like this? This is absurd, and it can be easily counteracted if I was up in the States. But again, like you said, Alex, how timely. Obviously, I must be under some type of surveillance for people to know exactly when I would cross the border and have no means to communicate or to fight for myself, and it would give them the time to sink this story in and uh, and, and across the airwaves, and then, of course, fiction becomes fact, I guess, there's many times. You know, the damage is done. I can't do anything about that. But you can bet that I will seek a full retraction of this, and I'll tell you if you want, if anyone wants on your show, I demand a retraction, because what this person is saying is unequivocally untrue. If I would have said those things, he would have hit me. But he never hit me, so clearly, Alex, I did not say those things.
If this Kyle individual, this Chris Kyle, was standing in front of you, who wants to make his big name off to trying to destroy your honor, if he was standing in front of you right now, what would you say to him? Because undoubtedly he's going to watch this.
I would simply ask him why he would lie about committing a crime against me. Why would he go on national TV and lie about assaulting me, which is a crime, and admit that he did it? What'd you say? And admit that he did it if he said he did. And I know I'd look at him and smile and go, "You've never hit me in your life."
Well, it's incredibly...
You've never hit.
I mean, it's incredibly cowardly. You know, I've done a lot of interviews with you, Governor, and been on your TV show for three seasons now. But, and I've, you know, met your wife, great lady. I know she's been in the background before during interviews. I've never heard her jumping in. Sounds like Terry's pretty upset. What's your wife think of this?
No, this, of course she is. We've been married 36 years. She knows me better than any other person on the planet does. And like any couple, when one couple is hurt, the other feels the pain also. Anyone that's ever been in love and had a wife knows that. And so, sure, she's feeling my pain. She's feeling it with me, as she always has. But there's not a more loyal person in the world than her. And I know I always have her support 100%. And she has been out there with me. My wife has been to McPee's. She knows that nothing like that would ever happen, or she would know about it. She's friends with many of my SEAL team teammates. I challenge this, Alex. I challenge the SEAL community for anyone else who knows of this event to come forward, because no one will. And if they do, they're being untruthful, because it did not happen, unequivocally. This guy never hit me. I don't even know him. If he walked into the room right now, Alex, I wouldn't know who he was.
Well, when the truth comes out, he's going to be known as basically a Benedict Arnold. Next to the word defamation in the dictionary is going to be a picture of this guy, because I cannot imagine anything more dishonorable than to be part of a community, an elite community of people that serve their country, and then to concoct such a horrible lie, and then to try to bring so much pain to the Navy SEALs and their families that have lost or been wounded, and to try to blame it all on you. It is beyond sickening and disgusting and cowardly. And that's why when I heard this and saw this and registered the body language, I went and did research on this guy, and a chill went up my spine. The Richard Pearl, Dick Cheney connections. He's an Eric Prince Blackwater wannabe, setting this thing up in Dallas. I thought, oh my God, they put him up to this, and I got nauseous by Friday when I confirmed. I knew this was going to be pure bull, Jesse, and I just cannot believe it. Just look, they're scared of you. You ought to be proud they're doing this. They want to destroy you politically, even though you weren't intending to run. And I wrote an article yesterday about this with Paul Watson. I said this may have the opposite effect. We're going to go to break and come back and finish up with the interview. But somebody's got to stand up against these lies, because if they can pick us off one by one, I mean, what are they going to claim next week, that I was murdering penguins at the North Pole, or that I work with Hitler?
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TERRAGANIX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro EM1, the raw probiotic.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, here is another 10 minutes of this interview, and we've got a whole nother segment of it with Governor Jesse Ventura breaking down the attempt to assassinate his character, to defame him, because he exposes the New World Order, because he's a prominent person who won't lie down. It gets even more powerful right here. Here it is. You ought to be proud they're doing this. They want to destroy you politically, even though you weren't intending to run. And I wrote an article yesterday about this with Paul Watson. I said this may have the opposite effect. If they think this is going to run you off and make you go into the sunset, this may pull you out of the sunset, Jesse, because I know you've been veering towards going off into the sunset.
Well, only to surf, Alex, you know, but again, on a serious note, for him to make allegations that I would take any joy in a United States military person dying in a war, I don't. And when you ask me what I would say to him if I saw him face to face, I would say, how dare you? I can be against a war, but I have never, ever been against the poor soldiers, sailors, and airmen that have to fight it, regardless of which war that is. And I've lived through a lot of them, Alex, because it's 30 years now of my life that my country has been at war. And I'm sick of war, and I'll say it to anybody. I despise war. War is the failure of politicians. Their ultimate failure is the ultimately why you have war. But I would never, ever say anything to hurt any soldier, sailor, or airman because they did their job. Is that strong enough, Alex?
It's strong, Governor. I just wonder what they're thinking, because Fox News and others have really opened themselves up, repeatedly stating this like it's a fact. They never say claim. They say, but again, knocking you out, that's to make you, you know, defame you as a tough guy, as you're known to be. And then, but that's nothing in my view, as you've agreed. I mean, they've got to know that you're obviously going to come after them. And it's just, it's mind-blowing that they, before Fox went with this, before others did, that they didn't call McPease and find out that this was total bull.
Well, it is total bull because, Doc McPartland, like I said, I've known him. He was one of my instructors after I completed BUDS and I went to what they call SBI, SEAL Basic Indoctrination. And I see the doc all the time when I'm down there. I always ask him how business is going. And if this event would have happened in his bar 5.5 years ago, or it's a bar eating establishment, both, if this wouldn't have happened, this would have been on the news 5.5 years ago. How does it suddenly rear its head 5.5 years later? Because it's not true. It did not happen. Nobody's ever hit me there. Nothing like that has happened. And, you know, I'll be interested to see what witnesses can possibly come forward to this event, because you can't have a witness to an event that didn't happen.
That's right. And Fox and all the other channels always just take clips of interviews from my show without asking. But I'm here giving them permission if they want to try to begin to set things right. Not that that's possible. But, I mean, they're basically on notice. You better retract. And knowing them, they don't care. I mean, look at News Corp with what they've been caught doing in England. Spying, bribing, wiretapping people. They had the New York Post do similar things before that they did have to retract on 9/11 truth groups. And they just don't care. They've got a mission because they know they're getting ready to start a new war, and they want to try to discredit you ahead of that. They hate the fact that you are a UDT Navy SEAL. They hate the fact that you're a popular movie star, wrestler, governor, mayor, best-selling author.
Alex, let me interject for a moment on McPease. McPease would never let me back in if I would have said those things. I can tell you that. Doc McPartland would never even let me set my foot in there if I would have stated what this guy said I said.
Well, they're trying to turn the whole SEAL community against you. I think this is just it. Look, you called into my show first, and then you were on the local TV and newspapers the next day with retractions when they said you were tailgating like a maniac in California getting to the airport. And I just talked to you the day before to get you on the radio show the next week. But you were in Minnesota. I called your Minnesota. I mean, you haven't flown in 16 months because of the TSA groping you. It's all over the news. You're suing them. All of this is going on, and they have TMZ hooked up with Fox. Come out and say that you're this maniac, and then they remove the article but don't retract when your lawyer calls them, and now they do this again with this guy rolling out of a, I think this guy's a useful idiot that the insiders contacted and talked into doing this. I mean, that's clearly what happened here, and he doesn't seem like he's that smart, and I think he's going to get in a lot of trouble.
Well, I don't know. I, like I said, I'm going to do what I need to do to clear this matter up. You know, I won't rest on just simply talking to you. I will, you know, pursue other avenues, but it's difficult for me because of the timing. I'm way down here in Mexico right now, and, you know, I don't have access to get on television and deny these charges unless I drive all the way back up, and, you know, that's a two-day drive that's very brutal. So, The timing of this is also very remarkable, Alex, and it's amazing that, you know, but I thank you because just keep, in fact, I have to ask you, Alex, help. You're my man right now. You're my media guy. You're the only guy I have access to talk to. So it's going to fall on your shoulders, my friend, to clear my name here immediately.
Well, we all know what happened. You bet. I'm the one. It was my crew showed it to me a few hours after it happened. That was on Wednesday. And I said, this is going to, or no, that was Thursday. I said, this is going to get really, really big. And by Friday, it was all over the TV stations, and I just kept, you know, telling Ty, who was trying every 5 minutes, try to get your dad, to, you know, obviously this isn't true, but we got to get a response. And now they, I'm sure they think it's real funny what they've done, and I know, you know, you've been working really hard, you deserve a vacation, but I'm afraid you're going to probably have to get back in the RV and drive up to California. But here's the problem. You know, in the last 5 years, when you went on CNN, Fox, you cleaned their clocks, so now they don't have you on as often, and I think they're probably going to try to close the doors on you so they can just get away with all this. But they're not going to be able to ignore, obviously, what comes out of it later. But that's just what Rupert Murdoch does. But I think you're right. Your initial point that this is News Corps doing this, this is their specialty. And so you ought to, I mean, it's the mark of the fact that you're a patriot and that you'll talk about 9/11 being having evidence of inside job. You'll talk about Kennedy being assassinated by the government or elements of it. You'll talk about the wars being frauds. You'll talk about all this. So they need to try to destroy you ahead of this big police state. You've been criticizing their NDAA, their TSA. The checkpoints on the highways. They're putting out fake ads saying that Ron Paul put them out, being racist towards Asians, and then it turned out it was tracked back to Huntsman's people. But the media now won't retract it. I mean, listen, they've got people dressed up as racist hayseeds claiming that they support Rand Paul and Ron Paul and getting caught. Governor, I think you're going to see more dirty tricks. I mean, because you're over the target.
Well, maybe so, Alex. You know, there's nothing I can do about that. I'm going to be who I am. I'm going to continue to speak out on everything because I believe in our Constitution. I believe in our Bill of Rights. And I believe that they're right in the crosshairs right now. If the country doesn't rise up and protect citizens and our Constitution and Bill of Rights, that we're going to lose our country, because I truly believe that, because everything that I'm learning and the more I get into it and see what's going on, the more we have to be that much more vigilant. And as I said, I've got to count on you now, Alex, because right now my hands are tied down here. I don't have the ability although if it could be set up that I could do television somewhere, I would be happy to go, you know, on satellite and go on any one of these shows. So if you're in contact with Fox, who appears to be out to destroy me, tell them I'll be available anytime I possibly can. But because of the remoteness of where I live, it's difficult.
Yeah, you may have to drive into some major Mexican city, too, and probably do an uplink there. Well, I just can't believe I guess they've already destroyed their credibility so many times. They don't care about doing this again and again. And
okay.
Again, this is an issue. We're going to come back and finish up the rest of it, but you've heard it, mainstream corporate whore media that reports about WMDs in Iraq and Easter bunnies in your closet. You want to have Ventura actually talk about this, that Fox has made this big story? Here he is, and here comes the lawsuits, too.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla.
For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, we're going to get to most of the interview, but we'll air the rest of it tomorrow, 11 a.m. But I brought up this guy that told these fairy tales, and I asked Governor Ventura, wouldn't it be best for him to go ahead and go public now before he's under oath? Here it is.
I agree totally that it would be in his best interest to tell the truth. Absolutely, that this thing never happened and that it's all fabricated, because the longer it goes on, the worse and worse it's going to be.
Wow. Well, Governor, thank you so much. You've got our hotline numbers here throughout the week. Anytime you've got points you want to make, and I know you're down there to exercise and to take a few months off before you come back, and I know you're down there writing another book that's coming out later this year. But what a way to start 2012. Something similar happened to me, and you know it's staged when suddenly it's all over the Dallas Morning News, Denver Post, national TV within minutes, extras calling you. But I was out there protesting Obama in 2008 at the DNC because I knew he was going to be the same as Bush, and Michelle Malkin shows up, And these people start screaming, kill Michelle Malkin, and getting behind me and leaning down behind me. And they had cameras. And I was like, what are you doing? And they had a mask and hats on. And then I saw them leave with Malkin. And I was like, what was that? And then the headlines were out within hours that I was saying kill Michelle Malkin leading a mob. And I had people saying your career is over. You're saying kill women. Thank God we were able to upload video. I threatened to sue a bunch of people and all retracted but the Dallas Morning News. But that was enough to discredit them. And they tried to say I was saying kill a woman, Gov. So I've had them do similar stuff.
Let me just say this, Alex. I won't threaten.
Well, it's just amazing.
Did you get what I just said? Hey, if you got what I just said to you, I won't threaten it.
You sound pretty mad at Chris Kyle.
Well, I didn't even know his name until you told it to me today. That shows you how distant this whole thing is. I don't even know who he is. I have no idea if I've ever met him because, you know, when I go out there, you meet many other SEALs that weren't of your era and, you know, hi, how you doing? You shake hands or whatever it might be, or they come up to you because I know for many times I was there always with Rudy Bosch, you know, Chief Bosch. Mm-hmm. From Survivor. And we would be so inundated with picture taking that we would sit and laugh and Rudy and I would say, you know, we need to get those cardboard cutouts so everyone can stand next to us and get their picture taken. And that way we can go over and enjoy and have fun because it would take it, you know, at that point, Rudy was red hot because he was the original Survivor show and all that. And so that would go on. So there has never been a time at any SEAL event that I've gone to where I felt threatened, where I've been assaulted, where anything bad has ever happened to me. And, you know, being flattened or knocked down into in a bar 5 years ago, you would think I could remember that, Alex. You'd think that would make an impression on me, but it hasn't.
But we know, because I've seen you with Troops and had you on my show 50 times and seen in other shows, you always say, my heart goes out to those dying because of these lying politicians. It's so horrible. I mean, you would never say something like that. I've seen you talk about your mom and dad and get a tear in your eye. I mean, that is such a load of venomous garbage. And I want to close with a quote here of an advisor to Fox News and one of their main political correspondents in an interview with the New York Times Magazine, October 17, 2004, when Karl Rove said, in what we call the reality-based community, which he defined as people who believe the solutions emerge from your judicious study of discernible reality, that quote, that's not the way the world really works anymore, he continued. We're an empire now, and when we act, we create our own reality. And while you're studying that reality judiciously, as you will, we'll act again, creating other new realities, which you can study too, and that's how things will sort out. We're history's actors, and you, all of you, will be left just to study what we do. My dad last night was over for dinner, and he said this reeks of Karl Rove, who lives here in Austin, by the way, and regardless, they think they can just tell the public something, and that makes it reality, like Obama saying dropping bombs all over Libya is not a military action, but is a kinetic action. They think just because they roll some punk out to say something, that makes it true, Governor.
Well, absolutely, and it doesn't make it true. And when I come back and get back up there, in fact, before I get there, you know, the ball will be rolling. You know, I'm doing what I can do to clear my name, and I'll do whatever it takes to do that because, you know, I'm the kind of guy, Alex, I'll be happy to admit when I do something, but I don't want to be credited with things that I don't do. And I would think this guy wouldn't want to be credited also with assaulting me. You know, he never did it. It never happened, and why? Somebody needs to ask him why he's telling this story because it's not true.
Well, I tell you, Gov, this is going to boomerang on them because they crafted the most vicious lie they could and sold it as if it was absolute truth from the beginning because they are concerned about you. They are scared of you with a third-party run or if somebody picks you for a VP. They know you've been talking behind the scenes some to the libertarians. And they're concerned, so they put something out saying you were glad that Navy SEALs were dead in front of their family, the most sickening thing you could say to military people. They, when they made their move on you, they did it when you were out of the country. They forged the most wicked lie they could. And, you know, you say you will defend yourself. You're not stupid. You've got to. You're not going to probably, the way they're hyping it, do very well from this unless you absolutely, you know, go after these people. And you know that. And so God knows what's coming next if they're going to move with something this dangerous.
Yeah, I don't know, Alex, but I'll be on my toes. I have to admit, though, this one caught me off guard. I never expected to be hit with what they hit me with.
Oh, they're going to make up a lie. If they're going to make, well, listen, Ty was telling me that that you were talking about, it's kind of arcane, but you know, being an expert on the JFK assassination and covering in your hit TV show for True TV, and people can read your statements, by the way, at The Real Jesse Ventura on Facebook. We're linked to the statement at Infowars.com. The article is exclusive. Jesse Ventura blasts Navy SEAL punch hoax as a total lie. You know, you talked about, but in your own words, and I know you got to go, that this is like them mailing a rifle, the Carcano, from Chicago to Dallas when you could buy a gun anywhere with no registration in 1963. You said, what are they going to start mailing guns from Chicago to you down in Baja, Mexico?
I don't know, but always remember, Alex, they, you know, they said that Oswald was in Mexico while they also said he was at a shooting range. And so I'm getting accused of doing all these things. Do you think there's a double of me? You know, there's that famous book, Lee and Harvey. I believe Armstrong is the author. Do you think that they have a double of me out there that's causing all this trouble?
Well, you know what? That is the exact kind of stuff they do. You know what they did to Garrison? He'd be in an airport and walk in the bathroom, and men would start trying to grab on him, and there'd be police waiting right there. I mean, look, they're doing a whole bunch of this stuff to Ron Paul, too, right now. They put out a fake video saying it was his, making fun of Asians. Fox, CNN all took it, and it turns out now it goes back to one of the people he's running against, and they're even bragging about it. That's how dumb they think the public is. So pray for Jesse Ventura, pray for Ron Paul, pray for me, because, folks, you know, we're not perfect, but we're not under the globalist insider's control, and that's why we're wild cards, we're loose cannons. The system is scared of us. Governor, thank you so much.
One last thing, Alex. I want to state on your show first. My wife and I are not suicidal. We're in great health. We're good drivers, and we don't have Twitter. So anybody that says that I've Twittered anything, you know as well as I do, I don't own a cell phone. And you got to own a cell phone to Twitter. So anything done on Twitter is also false. But again, Alex, we're not suicidal. We're in good health, and we're very good drivers.
Well, you and your wife are very smart, so I don't have to tell you something you don't know. But for some of the new audience may not understand, I told Ty the same thing off air. I said, you know, sometimes they do a really bad demonization, and then they kill you so that you can't defend yourself. So I'm glad you got this out here. And please, viewers and listeners, make sure you get this out to everybody. To everybody out there, because if they can destroy Jesse, folks, we got to stand together or hang separate, as Ben Franklin said. That's why we got to stand with Governor Ventura against this outrageous lie, because they'll get away with it with Ron Paul or anybody else that comes out in the future. We've got to stand with Governor Ventura right now. I mean, look at how they shut down that episode of the police state FEMA camp. That's most of the interview. I ran out of time. I'll have a little bit more tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Great job of the crew. And again, Jesse came on and said, yes, we must stand together. They can destroy me. They can destroy anybody. God bless you all. Infowars.com. We'll post the full interview.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right. Every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.